Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We'll be joined shortly by Jay Paterno. Actually, he's joining us right now on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. It's Jay Paterno, member of the Penn State Board of Trustees, son of Penn State legend Joe Paterno, author of the book Blitzed, The All-Out Pressure of College Football's New Era. Jay, thanks for joining us, man. We appreciate the time.
Great to be on with you guys.
So with the book Blitz, The All-Out Pressure of College Football's New Era, obviously NIL and the portal have, you know, thrown a real curveball and monkey wrench into not only college basketball, but college football as well. Talk about how that's changed the face of college football just over the past few years and how, you know, players are getting paid legally at this point. How NIL has really affected not only Penn State, but, you know, the entire college football landscape.
I noticed you said legally in there because some of them were getting paid beforehand. But I think the biggest thing is that when COVID happened and players were sequestered so that schools could get their TV check and play games, I think the players started to realize, wait a minute, you know, we're the real attraction here. And we're the reason that these schools can make all this money. So the state of California passed a law in 2021, and then it's really – the NCAA and college football and college basketball have just kind of let the courts dictate everything's going on. No one's taking charge of this. So right now, you have a completely unrestricted free agent market at all times in terms of your labor market. So you have what happened at Tennessee. The quarterback says, I'm holding out. I want more money. He leaves. Guys can go, come and go as they want. It's complete instability for coaches in terms of roster management. And I think, you know, we have to get to a point where there's kind of a more level balance between what the schools are investing in players and what the players are doing. And I think the reality is that this is going to land, it has to land somewhere where there's an employer-employee relationship and where there is collective bargaining, much like the NFL, because right now it's just not sustainable what's going on.
Yeah, Jay, it's obviously good for the players. Those guys are getting paid. They deserve to get paid. But, you know, just in the college basketball side of it here locally, the University of Maryland's team, none of the players that made the NCAA tournament in this run are coming back for next season. So it's tough for fans to be able to kind of gravitate and get to know these players when you're constantly churning the roster. Like, I think that's one of the major problems at this point with NIL.
I don't think any question. I think what some of these guys, now that, you know, it's still relatively new, but I think you're going to see over time that some of these players that had fans, you know, Maryland fans rooting for a certain player, the minute he goes, they're done with him, and they go to another school and trying to create a fan base there. They're going to find that's not as easy as they think it is. And, you know, just going place to place, for a few more dollars is not necessarily the best thing for you. And, you know, what no one talks about in this whole thing is, by the way, you're supposed to be going to school and getting an education. That doesn't seem to be any part of it. But that, in the book, one of the reasons I wrote the book was to try and take people inside to what this means, because sometimes players don't want to transfer. And it's parents or an agent that are saying, well, you got to go here and get this money, get that money. The thing I think that's going, not the thing that, not that I think is going on, the thing that is going on right now is that with this settlement that's coming and a July 1st deadline where revenue sharing is going to start, which essentially will be a salary cap, I think players, their agents, their families are now saying, you better jump between now and July 1 to maximize the money you can make before this kicks in. And that's really what's going on. That's why it's so crazy right now.
Jay, what about that situation? And this is kind of crazy, too. So you mentioned Nico Iamaleva, who transferred to UCLA. Well, his brother went from UCLA, Madden Iamaleva, went from UCLA to Arkansas. He entered the school early in January, got a check. Not sure what the check was. But now he's entered the portal again. He entered the spring portal. So he didn't play one game.
And he got paid?
And he got paid. Should he have to pay the money back to Arkansas?
Well, legally right now, he doesn't have to. And I think that's where this has to get to.
I mean, that's crazy.
Talk about it. You got to get to collective bargaining. Right. And, you know, there are people say, well, you can't restrain guys from transferring schools. Well, right. You know, the reality is we have to be honest about what we are. We're running sports entertainment enterprises on our campuses now. Uh-huh. The Big Ten, Maryland, from Rutgers all the way out to UCLA and Oregon, those places. That TV contract, the media rights contracts, gets the Big Ten $1.1 billion a year. So this is not some extracurricular activity where, you know, kids are saying, hey, I want to be a Terp my whole life, and this is what I've always dreamed of. Now it's become much more business-oriented. We're in the recruiting process. And I'm not just talking about football. I'm talking about women's volleyball, men's ice hockey, things like that. Agents are involved. Mm-hmm. And they're now negotiating deals. And what NIL was supposed to be was, you know, Juju Watkins from USC could do a commercial for State Farm because State Farm thought there was a benefit to them. What you have is these collectives that have created essentially fake NIL, which is pay to play. And that's where we're at right now. Until this revenue sharing kicks in, it's still going to be crazy, but that's coming.
All right, so let's talk about the draft here. You know, obviously, there's going to be a couple of Penn State players drafted very high. Abdul Carter, you know, if he doesn't go 2 to Cleveland, he probably goes 3 to the Giants. We'll see what happens with Shedeur Sanders, the second quarterback that might go. But talk about Abdul Carter, complete stud. Compare him to Micah Parsons. Who do you think is better coming out of college out of the two?
And you get me in trouble with that question.
All right. But just talk about Abdul and talk about where you think he's going to go and all of his positives.
Well, I think it all depends on the roster. Cleveland's obviously got an elite pass rusher on their roster already. Do they want a second one? If they want a second one, then you go get Carter. And when you look at what's going on in the NFL right now, it's a quarterback-driven league. Mm-hmm. And the best way to counteract a quarterback is pass rush, as you saw with the Eagles in the Super Bowl. I mean, Patrick Mahomes looked very ordinary, which is rare because of pass rush. So when you look at Carter, Carter's only been an edge guy for 1 year. So when you look at his upside, as scary as this may sound, he's a tremendous football player right now. But as far as an edge rusher goes, he's still got a lot of upside to go, which is great if you're drafting him, as well as the versatility, having played stand-up linebacker for 2 years, to have the ability to put him into a stand-up position. And now I can get him matched up on a running back on 3rd and 8. And, you know, how many running backs in that league are going to block a guy like that one-on-one? So I'm going to keep guys in to protect. So that he becomes really, really valuable. I think he's got a tremendous future ahead of him. And the thing about between he and Parsons only played 2 years before he took that COVID year off. So Abdul's probably a little bit more ahead of the curve right now in terms of coming out because he's played a little bit more football.
Right.
Joined by Jay Paterno. His book is Blitz, the All-Out Pressure of College Football's New Era. So you touched on Parsons. Looking back on his draft at 2021, can you believe that 11 teams picked players before Micah Parsons in that draft?
In hindsight, no. But I think, like I mentioned, at that point, he had played half a year as a freshman, you know, most of the year, and then 1 year as a sophomore and taken a year off. So there may have been some question marks there as to what they were going to get. But you know what? They all found out that, you know, he was pretty dang good.
You know, one of my producers whispered in my ear, he wanted to get your thoughts on LeVar. He was our former colleague here, worked at our radio station for a long time. And now his son, I believe, is enrolled at Penn State. Can you give us some thoughts and memories of LeVar was there and what you're thinking about with his son?
You know, I haven't seen his son in person yet, so I don't want to jinx him by saying he's going to be this or that. But he's obviously, having seen some film, he's got tremendous ability and a lot of upside. As far as LeVar goes, you know, it's interesting when somebody asked me about him, you know, as it relates to Abdul Carter and Micah Parsons. I think when you look at LeVar in 2024, 25, he probably would have been an edge guy rather than a stand-up linebacker because that's where everybody now, you know, even though this is linebacker, everybody is gravitating towards that edge position because it's so important in pass rush. And he would have been a phenomenal straight-up just edge guy. I mean, he was great at everything he did. That's not to take away from what he did. I don't want to do that. But if you look at where the game's going, people are paying a lot more for edge. So when you see a guy like Abdul Carter play 2 years at linebacker and then make that move, part of that is there's a lot more money at that position than there is at linebacker. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, I think LeVar obviously had an all-pro career. And, you know, question is maybe he would have been an edge guy coming out. But really a great guy to be around, a lot of fun to coach, and always came to practice with a great attitude, no question about it.
Hey, Jay, tell us what NFL team is going to get when they draft Tyler Warren. He's going to get drafted pretty high. We're not sure where, probably top 15 at this point. And I know Commanders fans would love to see him slip to the end of the first round. Probably not going to happen because he wears number 44 in honor of John Riggins. So I know that is a you know, some symmetry there for Warren and the NFL franchise here.
Well, I think the thing about Warren is what you're going to get is a guy that can do so many things, as you saw in college. I mean, this is a guy that, I mean, he's a great, great tight end, an elite tight end prospect. There's no question about it. When you look at his running back instincts, when Penn State put him in the backfield to carry the ball, you're looking at a guy that knows how to, you know, when a guard was pulling to kick somebody inside out, he had the ability to step the outside, get the end to widen, let the guard kick him out, and knew the timing and where the blocks were coming. All the physical attributes that he has, and they are multitude of physical attributes. He can throw the ball. He can run the ball. He can catch the ball. He runs great routes. He did one quick kick punt. I don't know that necessarily is in his future. It wasn't great. But the thing about it is from the neck up, a brilliant football IQ to be able to handle all those things. So this is a guy that in the NFL, you look at the kind of career guy like Wycheck had, you're looking at guys like Kittle and those guys. This is a guy that can do so many things. Special teams. He is such a valuable player because of that.
Just getting back to the top of the draft, we all assume Ward's going one to Tennessee. But then, you know, and I don't think Shador's going to go two to Cleveland. I just think, you know, I'm buying into everything that's been said that he's going to slip. Some people think he's going to slip out of the first. I doubt that, but I don't think he's going to go to two. So let's just assume that Travis Hunter goes two to Cleveland. You pretty much think it's a lock right there that the Giants take Abdul?
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I thought I would think so, but again, you know, I never know what these guys in the NFL guys are thinking. They all, you know, they're always so much of what they do in the last week heading up the draft is smoke screens.
Yeah.
We had a player one time that, you know, I don't want to get into names, but, you know, a longtime NFL coach started telling other GMs and everything that, Joe Paterno had said this player had some issues off the field. Next thing you know, he drafts him because he wanted him to fall to him. So right. These guys, they all throw smoke screens out. But I think, you know, certainly he's got to be the first pass rusher off the board, yeah. I would think, yeah. Based on what he's done and based on, as I mentioned, how much upside and potential he still has to learn the game. I mean, I don't say to take anything away from him. He's a tremendous player as it is. But, you know, if you don't take him, you're nuts. And I think, you know, that league, that NFC East right now, with some of the quarterbacks in that division, you better rush the passer.
Do you what is your take on Sanders? Do you have an opinion on him? Because, you know, when the season ended, it was either him or Ward. There was some debate. Now people are trashing him, saying he's a bad kid. and he hadn't thrown a pass.
You know, I don't know. I mean, one of the things that we used to have a rule with our guys, like go to the combine, work out a pro day at Penn State, and then we used to tell guys, don't work out anymore for anybody. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of these scouts, all they're doing is just trying to find an excuse. The more they see about you, the more warts they find. Mm-hmm. And one thing about NFL scouts over the years is they don't want to be the guy that says, take this guy in the first round, and they're wrong. Mm-hmm. So they're always going to look for some kind of thing. And so maybe, you know, it's maybe a case of too many people spent too much time around the guy. And I don't care how great a player or how great a person you are. I mean, my wife will tell you she spends too much time around me, and I'm a great person as far as I'm concerned. So, right. You know, we'll see where he goes. But he's got the physical talent is there. I've never spent any time around him to tell you what kind of attitude he has or whatever it may be. But he certainly has the physical talent. And someone, you know, if you get him in the right situation, get him around in the right organization, I think he's got a good future at him.
Jay, how long did it take you and or all of the Penn State fans to get over the Drew Aller interception against Notre Dame with 40 seconds left in the semifinal?
You're assuming we've gotten over it by now.
I was going to say you probably have it, right.
You know, the funny thing is Al Golden was their defense coordinator at Notre Dame, and he and I were teammates.
Right.
Al was at Penn State in 1990. They go out to Notre Dame. Notre Dame is number one in the country. Penn State has a 4th-and-5 at midfield, okay? And everybody's saying, let's go. Come on, we can go get the upset. And Joe says, look, I'm going to punt them down there. And I was like, no, don't punt. He said, look, the reality is they have to win this game because Notre Dame was number one. Mm-hmm. So the pressure's on them. He said, they're going to try and win the game because there was no overtime back then. He said, Rick Meyer's going to throw us an interception. We're going to win the game. Uh-huh. 3 plays later, Rick Meyer throws the interception. Penn State goes down. Freshman kicker kicks a game-winning field goal, knocks Notre Dame out of the national championship race. And I'm watching the game when Penn State got the ball, and Al Golden's defensive coordinator, that son of a gun, if he does this to us, I may never talk to Al again, and sure as hell they did it.
Isn't that crazy?
Well, Jay, thanks for the time, man. We really do appreciate it. Go out and check out his book, Blitzed, The All-Out Pressure of College Football's New Era. Thanks again for the time.
Thank you, buddy.
No
appreciate
problem.
It.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
All right, that was Jay Paterno on the Rude Guest Hotline. Don't forget, coming up in just about 20 minutes, Mike Rizzo, president and GM of your Washington Nationals. He'll join us here on The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.